Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the NATO allies represent a unique and essential community of nations committed to shared values, individual liberty, democracy and human rights, bound together by solidarity, united in the determination to stand together and defend one another against threats to our security. Ces fondements ont fait de l'OTAN l'alliance dont le succès est le plus probant de l'histoire. Le sommet qui s'ouvre va confirmer ce succès. Ici, à Lisbonne, nous allons définir la direction que va suivre l'alliance dans les 10 prochaines années, une décennie au cours de laquelle l'OTAN sera plus efficace, plus engagée dans le monde et plus efficiente que jamais auparavant. We will develop modern capabilities to defend against modern threats. We will reach out to partners around the globe. We will make a fresh start in our relations with Russia with the aim of building a strategic partnership. And we will streamline the alliance to make it more efficient by cutting fat and investing in muscle so that our taxpayers get maximum security for the money they invest in defense. For all these reasons, this will be one of the most important summits in NATO's history. Prime Minister Socrates, let me thank you for hosting us here in Lisbon. And now the floor is yours.